This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello there, Swap Nation. Hope this finds you well on a Monday morning or afternoon or whenever it is you're checking this out. We recently released our latest episode of our rambly nonsense show, Ramble Club, for our $10 and above pledge hammers on Patreon, where myself, Ollie, and Laurie sit down, have a few drinks, and talk about subjects suggested live by our pledge hammers. In this latest episode, we talk about WhatsApp group names, who we back on Patreon, bad tattoos that we have, and our boring hobbies, which you're about to hear a clip of in just a second. The whole episode is around about 2 hours long, but here's a quick preview of what you can expect when you become a $10 pledge hammer on Patreon. For more information, head over to patreon.com/wrestletalk and support this channel. Thank you to all of you for your support for this show. We love each and every one of you, but for now, here is a little sample of Ramble Club. Jonathan Hedman asks, what is the most boring subject or hobby that you have? The one that you're passionate about, but most others would find boring. Example, stamp collecting, potato chips that look like prime ministers, etc.
Butch Bouldering Boys.
Butch Bouldering Boys.
I don't think that's that boring, though.
It's rock climbing, essentially.
Yeah. I mean, it's boring to discuss, though, isn't it? It's not like it's a cool thing to be like, go and do. It's fun to go and do, but it is dull to discuss.
There was this problem, and I couldn't do it. And then I realised that if I dropped my legs and I hung lower below it, I could get my balance right, and then I could move my hand. And
that's every Thursday morning. When is it when you go climbing?
There's no,
and you come in.
There's no regular timetable.
Like, Is that why you don't talk that much about it? Because you're afraid we'll get bored.
It's dull. It's dull. There's nothing really to say. It's just like every week I go. I beat a few things that I couldn't do the last time I went, and then I find a few more things that I couldn't do, and I think, oh, next time.
It's probably in the macro, like if you zoom out over 6 months, there's some real good progression there. But if you zoom in on the session I just did, is it kind
if you
of
zoom
like
in
a chameleon
if you
moving,
zoom,
like
if you zoomed in on today's session, you would see me mostly standing around, sweating after having done nothing because I was quite hungover when I turned up this morning. I went in. So my mate was turning up late, and I went in on my own for a bit and did like 20 minutes of warm up climbing. But I just sort of lamely. Every time I had to lift my legs off the floor, I sort of was like, oh, I don't really want to do this.
Any boring hobbies that you have, Davis?
Oh, I think all my hobbies are really fascinating.
That's the point, is you think they're fascinating, but others would find them boring.
Well, I guess, like, I'm super into improvement that everyone else...
Oh, that's a great shout, yeah, because you're always finding...
Yeah,
you're always finding some new, like, article that you found where you should do this within your day because it stops you peeing so much, or... Yeah. Your new one's the apple cider vinegar, but you're not quite sure what it's for.
Well, I remember, I looked it up. I looked it up online. It's to lower blood sugar levels after eating. And just in general. You don't want too much of the insulin in your body. You don't want to be insulin non-receptive. Yeah, maybe this is my one. Maybe,
Productivity, I think, is your thing.
Like. Yeah.
Yeah. But I quite like that, though.
Don't you guys find it fascinating?
No. I like how you just try to like remove as much time possible in like really even... Like when I first started here and I was doing editing,
Ollie would get really frustrated that I wouldn't use like alt delete when you were like deleting something so that the time just moves back again.
Right.
You know, where you edit something on a timeline.
Whereas I don't do that.
Yeah, where you just highlight, press delete, and then like you just highlight the space and delete that so that it shifts over. And Ollie was like, you're wasting so much time.
It's like a minute a day.
That's it. That's what he would say. It's like a minute per video you are losing in terms of like your overall work on this. He gets so wound up.
Killed me. I'm a backseat. Yeah, I just don't watch editors anymore because everyone's got their own groove. Mine is fast.
Quicker and quicker.
Yeah.
Can we automate this?
Well, I was going to say, I don't know if this has worked at all, but we've got a diffuser in the office with the geranium oil, which makes the office smell nice and orangey.
But it gives you tumours.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, it's a trade-off. Yeah, it's a trade-off. So, yeah. Save a few minutes here.
Well, I've grown an extra arm, which does make writing much quicker. Yeah, yeah.
Like Mandy Rose.
Yeah. Luke, you're taking more years to be alive.
That's because, statistically, people are 7% more productive with that smell in the room. Most effective smell.
I've noticed.
I would be more productive if you hid bacon under the keys of my keyboard. Because I'd be hitting them hard enough to try and get to the bacon.
That's what Randy does. Yeah. Anyway, that's why his fingers are so greasy.
Have you seen his desk is so untidy? His desk is gross.
I'm cross that I have to sit next to him.
So I go to the writing club every Thursday, and Anna started calling it a club. And I said, don't call it a club, it's a course. But she now does it on purpose.
But it is a club, though, now.
Yeah, well, now it's...
It was a course, but you made it a club.
I've accepted it as a club.
Yeah. And I think that's cool.
So
I'm kind of jealous of it.
We went round the club last week.
You ever got a clubhouse?
I wish. Yeah. It's the pub.
Yeah, it's a library.
It's a treehouse.
And we're like, you know, how do you write? And this person was like, you know, I try and get a bit in here and there. Someone else would be like, well, you know, usually in the afternoons I get a coffee on. And someone's like, just before I go to bed, on the tube. And then it came to me and I was like, right, I wake up at 6:30, I meditate, and then I journal, and then I have a coffee, and then I do it in Pomodoros, so 25-minute stretches and then 5-minute breaks. And then I was like, oh, and I listen to Brain FM. And then this was just an offhanded comment that I thought, you know, Brain FM.
Everyone
was like, what's Brain FM? I was like, oh, okay.
So it's the music that plays in my mind all the time.
I told you guys about Brain FM.
What is Brain FM?
So you've got music while you're listening. If you're listening to music while you're working, it feels like, oh, this is good. This is helping me focus. It's not. That's false. That's you kidding yourself because it's more exciting.
I do because I like it.
Yeah, okay. So
it makes me happy.
Yeah, it brings joy to my day.
No, Luke! You're not as productive.
Minutes, Luke. Minutes. A
literal
day.
Seconds. You can feel them slipping through your fingers.
So silence is better, but the problem with silence is that, you know, someone might be having an interesting conversation that you get sucked into.
Yeah.
So Brain FM is just like this it's alpha waves, which stimulates part of the brain and or for concentration and just like rain or just sounds. But it's kind of
it's peaks and troughs.
Sounds like a background electro track.
Mm.
And that is more effective for focusing than silence.
It's like Stomp's Calm album.
I haven't listened to that one.
Brain FM.
So yeah.
I would say that my boring hobby that I have, that I just feel that it's something just for me, I don't need to share this with people, is fantasy booking podcasts. And coming up with new ideas for podcasts that I would like to do. And then I will spend some time thinking about a theme tune, thinking about how I would open that podcast. And then I would think about Patreon tiers that I would do once I've got enough listeners to warrant a podcast, like an extra podcast to go with it.
My God, it's boring.
Boring, right?
What was the most recent podcast?
It's a friend's podcast.
Is graph paper.
You can see Laurie adjusted some imaginary glasses.
I pushed them up in the middle of my nose.
Yeah, I would like to do an episode, a podcast where we watch Friends episode by episode, and then we do like a deep dive into it, and you kind of like do like an hour and a half podcast per episode, and kind of like discussing the finer points of it, and like where the culture was in at that period of time. And then as your bonus podcast, you would do for Patreon backers, is you would also watch the movies that the Friends stars and cast and crew were doing.
Lost in Space.
Yeah, Lost in Space. Scream, you know, things like that. Yeah, that's
Joey.
So that's the one I'm currently working on at the moment. Yeah, Joey would be like when you get to the end of Friends, then you would do Joey as like an addendum podcast
an epilogue series.
Yeah.
A sad goodbye. Hmm.
Yeah. So would you? What was the theme tune though?
So it would go. So you would do the intro, like so. It would just go.
I'll watch this for you,
and then. But you would do like the welcome to the Friends podcast or whatever you call it. But you have to try and get it in before the claps, because then all the hosts would go all together.
Nice,
and that would be part of the. That would be part of the start of the show.
And who are the hosts?
Well,
do you never get further than you? You always, it's just always you and I.
When Luke pitches it, he sees the shape of four humans, but their faces are blank. Yeah, they're like Slender Man.
I am in a group of friends who have no interest in doing podcasts, and then you listen to people who are in groups of friends that do podcasts, and you're like, if I just had a group of friends that wanted to do podcasts.
Yeah, but you don't want to be the sort of person that's like, me and my friends do a podcast.
Yes, I do. Literally my job.
Because other people... Yeah, but that's your job. Don't work at home. Work at work.
So the podcast... We must record. And you in particular, because you're across all the podcasts. Mm-hmm. You must record... upwards, around 40 hours of audio content a month.
Yeah.
And your podcast itch isn't scratched.
No, because I can edit more things than if I record more things. I enjoy editing audio.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Have you thought about just podcasting on your own at home?
Like, I have. I've even done a couple of test ones.
Poos I've had.
I've written out scripts for like...
Poos.
Yeah. Brown things my wife bought for dinner.
I did write out the first couple of scripts for like a solo podcast episode. I was going to go watch all the 2012 Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle episodes,
right,
episode by episode, and do it as like a solo thing. I even created jingles for it on Audition, so I've got music beds for it already, and I've ripped the audio and already taken up the chunks of clips that I want to use. So it's kind of there, and I've just never done it because I actually looked back and I was like, this might be a bit rubbish.
So I've got a question for you.
Yeah,
let us know if you want to hear Luke's podcasts that he's come up with.
I want Luke's Poocast.
Yeah,
is what I know about all of.
If we restructure our working week and free up Luke's Fridays, maybe we could get the Poocast.
Yeah, but with my colitis, it's not going to be a pretty picture though.
Well, that's what makes it so interesting.
we want to get granular on this.
I was
going
to say you are getting very varying different types. So it's like Pokemon.
Dark. They're all dark and fire. So you're a published author.
I am.
You haven't written a book, have you, Laurie?
No.
Yeah, so you're the only published author in this room. I don't know if Nikki, Bella, or the seven fakeadors that are standing by the door have written.
Let's be honest, if Nikki Bella had written a book, she wouldn't have written a single word of that. It's like Katie Price had written
Breeze
books.
The brains there. So you've written a book, you've done loads of audio podcasts, you do video stuff as well. If you had to choose one of those three mediums to tell the stuff that you like to talk about, which one would you go down?
Podcasts.
Really?
Yeah, podcasts.
More than another book? Because you wrote a whole book.
And I do want to write another book. But I think that I would like to do a podcast series as well. Like, there was a book that I wanted to do, which was like chronicling the history of Freddy versus Jason and like the long 14-year production history of that. Mm-hmm. And also doing like a deep dive into each franchise and kind of like how they got there and how like the slasher genre sort of moved and shifted in those 14 years. But then I thought, well, actually, maybe that's a podcast series. It's a limited podcast series, so it has a finite end. And that way I can like do the interviews with the people that I would do, and I can put those out as extra episodes and things like that.
Less strain on the old fingers as well.
Yeah, also it doesn't take a year to get a publisher to sort it out.
Mm. Yeah, that's it. You need to keep it. Plus, the bouldering and the finger kings.
Fun editing.
What you need to do is you need to start the podcast, get the fan base, the demand there for the book, and then use that to fund the book.
There you go, that's what it is.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.